Nealon's fingers slipped over the hilt of his blade as he sensed the growing chaos and tension in the big guard next to Skeodra, and keyed in the reflex boost he had always worried about using, even on the Winterlance's neuronet.
Done. Even though you will ruin me, mage.
Reba looked sideways, and the blade of the blonde traitor flickered, but not as fast as Nealon's, which flashed like a stroke of black lightning through shoulder and armor. The blonde traitor's dead eyes were frozen open in surprise, and Reba's blade rested against Skeodra's throat. Nealon removed his own blade. He cleaned it, fighting against the throbbing and aching that battered his skull, both from the chaos of death and the agony of forced reflexes.
This sort of thing isn't good for a traitor. People might get the wrong idea. We might think that you really wanted to rob us.
Skeodra looked toward the dozen armed men with bared blades who edged their mounts toward the mounted guards of Westwind.
I did not know.
Let us just say that you did not. You might tell your men to sheathe their blades. Could any of them have stopped the mage?
No.
Skeodra looked toward his men.
The angels mean well, I think, and it might be best if you put your blades away.
About half did.
Who wants a blade right through his chest?
A single man charged, and Reba's left hand flickered. The dark-bearded man slumped across the horse's mane with the throwing blade through his chest, and his mount reared. The body slid into the dust. The dozen mounted angels eased forward, each bearing an unsheathed and dark blade Nealon had forged. Skeodra looked at the grim faces of the women and the blades. The other five men sheathed their blades slowly, though their hands remained on their hilts.
This really isn't very friendly, Skeodra. Have you seen that your men all moved first and they're all dead?
Skeodra swallowed, eyes glancing at Reba's blade, back at his neck.
Doesn't that tell you something? Now, you want to trade for your goods, or do you want us to slaughter you and take them?
How do I know this?
Stuff it! We would prefer to trade, and you know it. You'd prefer to steal, and we know it.
A pasty cast crossed Skeodra's face.
So, we'll trade, and if you try anything nasty, we'll just kill you. I thought you agreed to 9 coppers a barrel for the flour?
Yes, Marshal of Angels.
As Reba lowered her blade, Skeodra mopped his forehead.
What else do you have to offer?